咱今仔日早起的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》11:41-43。
Our scripture for today is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, verses 41-43.
所罗门记忆的代志，凡伊所行的，甲伊的智慧，拢写伫《所罗门记上》。所罗门伫耶路撒冷做以色列正人的王，共40年。所罗门甲伊列祖同困，葬伫伊父亲大卫的城内。伊的子罗波安接续伊做王。
Now, the rest of the Solomon, the acts of Solomon, and all that he did and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of Acts of Solomon? And the time of Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel for 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam his son reigned in his place.
兄弟姊妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
平安。
Peace.
我今仔日要甲大家思想所罗门落尾一篇的信息。
Today we're looking at the very end of Solomon's life.
兄弟姊妹，我要未降落去的时阵，我要甲大家问一个问题。
Before I continue, I'd like to ask you a question.
那这个问题是什么呢
？And it is.
到底历史家甲历史的记载家有什么不同？
What's the difference between a historian and a scribe that records history?
然后到底什么不同？因为迄个历史的记录家又完记录历史的代志。
A recorder of history records all that happens in history.
历史家嘛是记录历史发生的代志。
And a historian also writes about history.
然后这个两个记录有这个相同，但是有什么个人分别呢？
They have their similarities, but what's the difference between the two?
其实一个记录家是孤单将代志安尼写，安尼记录就过去了。
A recorder of history, the scribe that writes down history, simply writes down everything that happened.
但是历史家通常伊唔是孤单记录这项代志，你逐摆讲这项代志伫迄个时代产生了什么款的影响。
But a historian is interested not only in chronicling everything that happened, but he is interested in also talking aboutThe impact of these events.
所以呢，当伊咧写物件时阵，咧记录物件，有选择性的写。
So when a historian writes history, he writes selectively.
然后伊伫种代志内面，伊做人无相关的评论。
And he has to evaluate the different events in history.
然后这个时阵，列王纪上这个历史家咧记载的时阵，伊才有记载所罗门的结束。
The author of First Kings was a historian. So, what did he write about Solomon?
然后你若敢说看这个所罗门，照理有讲，伊做了真侪真好嘅物件。
Now, Solomon did a lot of good things, supposedly.
但是伊伫伊结束嘅时阵，伊到底写了什么呢
？But what did this historian say about him at the end of his life？
然后你若看到头阵啊，这段经文所形容嘅物件
，The passage that we read a while ago。
你若看到讲上帝和所罗门做王做了40年
，talks about how Solomon was king for 40 years。
我哋讲，我当做40年嘅王，这个是真大嘅恩典。
Now to reign for 40 years is not a simple thing。
然后唔单单做了王40年，伊所提供什么？罗波安接续伊做王。
That was God's blessing to him, and after him came Rehoboam, his son, to reign in his place.
换句话讲，这个罗波安是在当这个所罗门结束的时阵，继承了罗波安甲接续做位。
Rehoboam became king after the death of Solomon.
然后这项代志就让咱了解，原来所罗门伊做王，一直做到伊继承。然后是有人接续伊做王位，唔是有人给扯倒了，然后佮做王。
So we see that Solomon reigned into his old age, and when he died, the throne was passed on peacefully to his son. His reign was not cut off by someone else.
所以你啊，安尼讲起来，这个换句话，这个真多真大嘅恩典存在。
And so we see that again as God's blessing.
但是你要看这段经文呢？然后这40年里面，伊结束的时阵，伊孤单讲了什么
？Solomon reigned for 40 years, but at the end of his life, what do historians say about him？
伊讲啥
？This passage says，
伊讲将伊所行的、甲伊的智慧记载是所罗门册顶了。
The author here says that all Solomon did and his wisdom are written in the book of the Acts of Solomon.
But if you look at the English translation, you look at the end of it, it has a question mark.
And there is a question mark there. It's a question. Says, are they not written in the book of the Acts of Solomon?
So,
So the author of 1 Kings as a historian was inspired by God. God revealed to him to write these words down that all Solomon did and what he and his wisdom were written in the book of the Acts of Solomon. So what did God say about Solomon? In David's life, we see that there are some bad things and some good things about his life. But at the end of David's life, he was called a man after God's own heart. And in the future, when we look at many of the kings of the northern and southern kingdoms, now God had certain comments about these kings. Some of them walked in the ways of the Lord and they did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Many of them did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord. But for Solomon, not much was said.
It just said,
all that he did and his wisdom, they were written in the book of the Acts of Solomon. In other words, they weren't even recorded in the Bible. In other words, what was God's conclusion? Or how would God sum up Solomon's life? God didn't have much to say. Now, brothers and sisters, God's comments are important. God is the final appraiser of our life. And now it's different from man's appraisal. People often say good things about you in your face, but then behind your back they say bad things about you. One time, Hensi's relatives said, you know, when we die, people say good things about us, especially at a funeral. You know, at a funeral, how when people say words of remembrance or when they give the eulogy, they're always saying good things about the person who's dead. Maybe it's only after the funeral that they say all the bad things about you. So in the end, really, what people say about us is not important. What God says about us, his final comments, his appraisal of our life, that's what's important. Now when Solomon died, God didn't have much to say. Why? Well, today, we would like to learn three lessons from this passage. First, I would like to mention that godly parents do not guarantee godly offspring. Now you look at David. David was a godly man. He was a man after God's own heart. But Solomon was not as godly as David was.
So you don't just want to see that the strong boy doesn't mean that the strong boy.
So we see that godly parents do not always produce godly children. Ungodly parents also do not always produce ungodly offspring.
然后咱捌看到有一款无敬虔的长辈，哎，有一款就伊的囡仔都袂歹啊，因为这有上帝恩典伫迄个所在。
There are ungodly parents who end up having good children, and that is by God's mercy.
但是你呢，有了敬虔的长辈，有敬虔的父母，兄弟姊妹，咱伫种的环境内面，这是何等大的恩典。
But if we grow up with godly parents, it is God's grace, it is a great blessing.
因为呢，你若假使有敬虔的长辈，伊慢慢有法当互咱看出伊个敬虔的模范、敬虔的追求、敬虔的人生。
Godly parents who portray before the children a godly lifestyle, godly values, a godly life well lived, that's a blessing.
所以因为即款的原因哦，咱伫迄个环境内面，咱有一个真好的机会来学习。
And so if we have godly parents, we live in an environment where we have good models to follow.
但是呢，我要提的是讲啥物？有敬虔的长辈，无代表在世是敬虔的后裔。
But my point is, just because the parents are godly, it doesn't mean that the children will necessarily be godly.
因为正正有法当敬虔的无敬虔，这个囡仔虽然有敬虔的辈长辈下面，主要是这个人跟神的关系是什么？
Because whether the children themselves are godly or not has something to do with their own personal relationship with God.
所以兄弟姊妹，敬虔无敬虔，在乎这个人肯追求上帝、认不上帝阿无。
So whether a person is godly or not depends solely on this person's pursuit of God.
所以咱唔通将这个物件讲，哎呀，我有敬虔的父母。
Let us not suppose that just because our parents are godly, then we will be well.
历史甲咱讲这个真明。
Well, history shows this to us.
因为你若看当上帝和以色列人离开埃及。
You see, when the Israelites left Egypt, now that whole generation experienced God's grace. They went through the Red Sea.
但是呢，伊这群的人无信心，所以上帝让伊在旷野里面隆重死了了。
But because they lacked faith, they all died in the wilderness.
然后觉得有两个有机会入去到迦南地，这个是迦勒。
Only two people of that generation entered into the promised land, Cana, and they were Joshua and Caleb.
然后在旷野四十年里面，那个出世的人，这群的人完全经历了上帝作为。
And that whole generation spent 40 years in the wilderness. And those who were born in the wilderness, they also experienced God's grace.
然后你会看过真明的一项物件，因经历着上帝供应有玛纳通食。
They experienced God's provision of manna every day.
然后伊会经历着上帝保守，就讲无训练的人有法通打赢无神的军队。
They experienced God's protection in that they were untrained in warfare, but they were able to defeat many enemies.
然后在这个人生走的道路里面，有早起有云条，暗暝有云条，那条在带领因行。
They experienced the guidance of God in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night.
所以换句话，这群的人是在经历着上帝的人。
In other words, this whole generation also experienced God.
但是你注意去看。
But take note,
当他们入去迦南地了,
that once they entered into Canaan,
下去那一代的人已经开始拜偶像。
The following generation, the one that immediately comes after them, started to worship idols.
这个是非常艰苦心的一件事。
Now that's a very sad thing.
因为有一个很好，一个敬虔的长辈，下去马上已经无在跟。
To have parents who follow God and yet have children who are idolaters.
所以换句话讲，那个敬虔无敬虔。在这个人是不是要追求上帝？
Therefore, a person's godliness is purely a personal matter. It depends on whether he pursues God or not.
所以兄弟姊妹，我鼓励咱做父母的人，咱若是有敬虔，咱就感谢上帝。
So brothers and sisters, if you are parents, then you should take note that we thank God that we are godly.
但是呢，你敬虔无担保你的囡仔是敬虔。
But let us know that just because we are godly, it does not guarantee that we will have godly children.
因为咧，基督徒是父母无代表生出来是基督徒囝。
Christian parents do not give birth simply to Christian children.
那是安尼哦，基督徒父母生出来基督徒囝是真好做代志啊。
If Christianity is by birthright, then it's simple.
事实不是安尼。
But that's not the case.
但是你注意去看吼，咱吼就应该唔通将囡仔属灵的生命 交予教会，交予何等。
Now take note, if you're a parent, to not just relegate the spiritual development of your children to the church or to the school.
然后，咱应该做父母的，咱就担起咱这个责任。
But as parents, we are the ones responsible.
然后，看咱的囡仔是不是认捌上帝。
We should make sure.If our children really know God, we should make sure if our children really own God. This is very important. And parents, you live with your children, you should see this, you should observe this in their life.Unfortunately, nowadays we see a lot of parents who have no time for their children. And sometimes I feel very sad for these situations. Because nowadays parents are different. We have a lot of families where both parents.Have to work outside the home. It could be because of financial need that both of them have to work outside the home.
But I found that I have a lot of people who are not because of financial need, but they
don't love. But I see a lot of mothers who work not because it is pressing on them that there's the need to work, but because they just don't want to stay home.
I have one time in this group of young people, I asked them,到底恁偌济姊妹，恁将来牵手了吼，要伫好好饲家。
One time, I was with a group of young people, and I asked the ladies, "How many of you are willing to stay home and be a homemaker, when you get married?"
然后我就发现到，拢总80%的女的哦，无要带起出来。
And 80% of them, expressed that they didn't want to stay home.
然后我就真奇怪，我问到底什么款的原因你无爱提出来
？I was curious and I asked, "What are the reasons you don't want to stay home?"
然后有几个原因，头一个原因是什么
？Several reasons came up.
有头一个原因是讲，哎呀，我读册读起遐尼深，读到遐尼贵哦，国外人啊。
The first reason some of them gave is that I have studied for so long, I'm so well educated, and if I just stay home and raise my children, that would be a waste. If I studied so hard to be a doctor, and I'm just staying home taking care of my children, I have an MBA, but I'm just now taking care of my children. Well, that's one sentiment that I heard.
The
second reason,
伊讲，哎呀，我现在若无做工哦，有一日哦，阮翁哦，那去隔别个哦，死路上还要饲我。
Was that if I don't work and I don't have a means of sustaining my livelihood, I could be in great trouble if one day my husband leaves me.
所以哦，我讲你未准备吼，你想恁翁要放你，你会死无
？And I told these young people, why are you thinking about your husband abandoning you even before you get married?
而且我有时我惊，若无伊若无饲我，我要怎样？我要怎生活
？But then it's because of that fear that if they are abandoned, they won't be able to sustain a living.
所以讲啊，我就开始赚淡薄钱哦，该藏咧藏咧，唔通互阮翁知啦。
And so the ladies feel that they should make some money and at least save up.
啊，这个第二个原因出来。
Oh, that's the second reason.
第三个原因出来。
That was the third reason they gave.
如果我若假使个人啊，了到一日哦，哇，迄个关，甲这个社会关系脱节去啊。
They say if I stay home and take care of my children, then I will lose touch with society.
啊，你哦，哎呀，扫落去要加油啊，真可怜。
I will be left behind. I can't catch up with the rest of the world.
但是兄弟姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你知你个囡仔甲怎啊做朋友无？
Are you aware of who your children's friends are?
对不？那你你看卖，为什么以色列人哦，犹太人训练伊个囡仔真好势
？If we look at the Jews, why are the Jews able to raise good children?
因为哈有两个真重要的原因。
Because of two important reasons.
头一个原因，属灵的生命，迄个老爸带起来。
You know, with the Jews, the father is always the spiritual leader of the home.
所以亚雄哦，伫拜五暗暝即个安息。晚餐的时阵，这老爸来带领。
Every week during the Sabbath meal, it was the father who would lead the family in serving.
然后有另外一个原因，这个妈妈本身愿意伫厝内教囡
仔。Jewish women are also very willing to stay home to raise their children.
但是呢，你注意去看，因咧问的物件，甲咱做爸母问咱囡仔完全无相同。
But Jewish parents ask their children very different questions from Chinese parents. Chinese parents, when your children come home from school, what do you ask them? We ask, do you have any homework? You have to do your homework. That's what we Chinese parents care about. And Chinese parents also care about grades. We are always asking how they scored on the test. So what's your score? What are your grades? And when your children say they got 100, you are very happy. Did you ever try to figure out if they get the 100 by cheating? But then parents are very happy when they hear a good score because that's what they care about. Do you know the Jewish parents care about different things when they ask their children? When the children come home, they ask, what questions did you ask the teacher today? Why would they care about that? Jewish parents believe that if children know how to ask questions, that means they are thinking people. And they encourage their children to be inquisitive. They want their children to have a thirst for knowledge. It's no wonder that Jews are very smart. But even more important than that, we see that Jewish communities are able to retain their religion. Even through all those years when they didn't have a country, they were able to maintain their culture and their religion. So brothers and sisters, godly parents do not guarantee godly offspring. Brothers and sisters, if you have godly parents, then I am thankful for you. But don't assume that just because your parents are godly, you are also godly, because this is something between you and God. And we also ask, if we are godly, whether our children are also godly. One time my son went for a job interview. And when he came home, I asked him, what did the interviewer ask you? Well, that day when he had his job interview, I went to fix my eye. You know how the Nestle office and the Asian Eye Clinic is just next door.
So what the Asian Eye,
I was in Asian Eye at the clinic and I waited for him. His interview lasted a long time, and when he came, I asked him right away, what did the interviewer ask you?
裡面, interviewer人,
the interviewer told him,
因為他發現說,
somehow the interviewer figured out that his father is a pastor.
然後他那人就跟他說,
and so the person said to my son, so you really have to behave, otherwise you would shame your father. And my son answered, I behave not for my father, but for God. And when I heard him say that, I actually was very happy. Because I see that this God is not just his father's dad, God. That this God is his own God. So brothers and sisters, do your children own God? Now I'm not asking if your children go to church. I'm not asking that. I'm asking if God is personal to your children.
因为那假使伊那有了上帝，伊那追求上帝，
伊真自然是敬虔的人。
If your child has God, if he pursues God, then he will naturally be a godly person.
所以兄弟姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
有敬虔的长辈，无代表有敬虔的后裔。
Just because parents are godly does not mean that children will be godly.
你知影大卫就是安尼。
Now David was like that. David was godly.
但是伊无时间予伊个囡仔。
But he did not have time for his children.
伊处理家庭个问题哦，处理个离家家。
Now David was a great failure in managing his own household.
你咧，我咧。
And what about us?
求上帝实在予咱有敬虔的长辈，还是有敬虔的什么会向会好。
May God grant that we have godly offspring.
第二
A second lesson we learn,
有好的开始，无代表有好的结束。
Is a good start does not guarantee a good finish.
那伫这边你看，所罗门的生命一开始真好啊。
Now Solomon's life started out well.
你看，伊开始伊有对神的一个心，继续老爸的心志，然后建立了圣殿。
Now Solomon received David's desire. He continued David's desire to build the temple.
当伊咧求上帝问讲你要治什么时阵，伊求上帝你给我智慧，然后我当治理你所好为百姓。
And when God asked Solomon what he wanted, he asked for wisdom that he may rule the people.
所以换句话来讲，这个是非常非常好的一个开始。
In other words, Solomon started out well.
但是你看伊到落尾完完全全离开了上帝。
But later on in his life.He forsook God.
然后到落尾落尾，感谢上帝恩典及怜悯，伊回头。
By God's mercy, he did turn back to God at the very end of his life.
所以佮写了迄个传道书嘛。
And that's why he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
但是伊生命上帝讲有智慧了咯。
His life, yes, true, he had wisdom, but that was it.
然后这智慧佫是上帝来好难念啦。
And that wisdom was even from God.
但是你注意去看，有一个好的开始，无代表。
You see, Solomon had a good start, but it does not guarantee a good finish.
当然，好的开始重要不？重要。
Now, of course, it is important to have a good start.
啊，咱中国人特拜讲什么？好的开始就是什么？成功的一半，要不
？Chinese people like to say that if you have a good start, that's already a job half done.
但是我跟你讲，迄、那个你那对的开始，这个不是开始那样，有对的开始，这个真重要。
But you need not only a good start.
你怎样？咱英文特别有一句话讲啥物
？In English, they also say.
伊讲 practice what, makes perfect, 对吧
？We say practice makes perfect, right？
咱特别讲哦，你那 practice and you makes it makes perfect.
Practice makes perfect.
但是我跟你讲啊，这句话要小心。
But we have to be careful.
这句话无代表对。
It's not necessarily true.
为什么我讲安尼
？Why？
因为你有错误的练习，所带来是绝对的错误。
Because if you practice wrong, then it makes you perfectly wrong.
你明白这句话哦
？Right?
不是嗰只有练了，的确是完全。
Practice makes perfect.
但是你若唔对嘅开始，你绝对是永远嘅错误。
But if you practice wrong, it will make you perfectly wrong.
我用一个例就这样。
Well, I can illustrate.
你讲你若弹琴
，Suppose you're practicing the piano.
然后你弹琴，你 fingering， 你弹你手势唔对。
But you're practicing the wrong fingering.
然后你地地安尼咧，气咧练。
Or the wrong motion, and you keep on practicing that.
然后你练到落尾本身哦，我话你讲哦，你再是绝对错落去。
In the end.You will master the wrong way of playing.
所以呢，唔是代表练在时或何时无嘟嘟。
But just because you practice, it doesn't guarantee that you will be perfect.
啊，我最近看一个新闻。
Recently, I saw a piece of news.
啊，有一个男的，200几磅。
There was a man who was over 200 pounds.
然后伊要尿刷到路边，迄个女的唔滴。
He was going after a girl, but the girl didn't like him. The girl said to him, "You're too fat. I don't want you."
所以哇，这个男的听到这个物件也更好心，我伤肥唔得哇。
The man was very hurt because the girl turned down on him because he was too fat.
所以落了一个决定，讲我要瘦。
And so he decided to lose weight.
然后伊在一年内面瘦了35 kg。
Within 1 year, he lost 35 kilograms.
所以大概是偌济，七十几磅啊。
77 pounds.
哇，我看到伊的相，哇，啊，我那胃啊，你算就感恩了。
And I looked at his photographs before and after, and I envy him.
但是伊讲一句话。
But he said.
伊讲哦，我开始对食控制。
At first, I tried to control my diet.
And then
I exercised regularly. But then in all that process, he hurt his knees. Because he was running the wrong way. If you're a runner, you know that there's a right way to run and a wrong way to run. And so he inquired about the right way to run, and in 2 months' time, he adjusted and changed the way he ran.
So you can see, 原来,
So it's a good start. Important, of course, it is.
但是呢, 没代表这个好的开始, 你绝对拢总是有好的结果。
But just because we start well, it does not mean necessarily that we will finish well.
你看到那个牛仔和兔的赛跑，有影无？
We all know about the story of the hare and the tortoise.
到路尾兔好的开始，但是输啊。
Now the hare had a good start, but it lost.
牛和慢。
The tortoise was very slow, but in the end, he won.
你知道什麼不同嗎?
Why?
基督徒追求的人生不是100, 400, 800的賽跑。
Christians, we do not run a 100 meter dash or even 200, 400, or 800 meter dash. Christians, we are running a marathon. It is a race of endurance, of persistence.
So, Solomon
had a good start, and it's true, at the very end of his life, he repented, but all that time in the middle, he didn't do well.
所以呢, 兄弟姐妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
不通在半路中间,让别项东西影响咱无持守。
Let us not lose faith, let us not lose that endurance in the middle of the race.
所罗门在哪里失败?
Now, where did Solomon fall?
在恩典的里面失败。
Where was his downfall? It was when he was greatly blessed.
有很多恩赐的时候会失败。
He had a lot of blessing, but in the midst of all of that,
So
right now, if we talk about Solomon, what's the first thing that came to mind? First, we will say he was a very wise man. And the second thing that's very famous about Solomon is that he had many women. Now, that's where he failed. He had a good start, but he did not finish well. So may God help us. That we not only have a good start, that we will also finish well. A third lesson we learn. That success in service does not guarantee God's pleasure. Now Solomon did have a heart to serve God. And he did put a lot of effort into it. He spent 7 years to build the temple. He prayed for wisdom to rule the people well, and he did do all those good things. If you could just read Solomon's prayer when he dedicated the temple, it was a beautiful prayer. Even though he was successful in all these services, but God did not call Solomon a man after his own heart. Because there was something wrong with the character of Solomon. Solomon was distracted by all the women that he loved. And when he was very wealthy, he enjoyed himself and he forgot about God. So is it important to have a good ministry, a good service? But your life as a person, your character is even more important than your service. Now it's easy to serve the Lord when we are in the church. It's only 1 or 2 hours. It's easy to behave in church. It's only a couple hours. But even more important is what kind of a person are you after we leave church? A lot of people have this weakness, me included. At church, we are very sanctified. But when we go out of the church premise, once we get in the driver's seat, we become little demons. Well, we serve God, we have a lot of ministries in church, but what kind of a life or a character do we have? Now that is what will please God, because God says to obey is better than sacrifice. But sometimes we think that if we engage in ministry, we are sacrificing all sorts of things for the Lord. But if the person is not right, then God is not happy, and people talk. They allow me to say, our president is like that. Our president is able to achieve some things, and he did good things with the drugs. And I appreciate that. But then in public, he doesn't act in a decent manner. He kissed someone's wife in public. Well, recently we were in Taiwan. Wen and Tim were in a taxi. And the taxi driver told them, you have a very bad president. Of course, in Taiwan, it's something else. Because they are having a presidential election this period of time, and so even Duterte was involved in their discussions. And so they are also discussing about Duterte, and it's recognized that our president has the will to do the right thing. But then he doesn't speak and act carefully, and that's something very bad. So if you have good service, but then you don't have a good character, that is something, there's something seriously wrong.
And
I have to pardon me for having to mention Trump. President Trump is also another character. He is in presidency at the same time, or President Duterte is. Now, recently, President Trump did something very bad.
As he is
dealing with a trade war with China, he flipped this way and that way. He's very flippant in his approach. He instituted this task, and then he took it out again, and then he did this and that, and he was also changing his mind like a woman. And so in the world of finance, in the stock market, they say, don't just look at the stock index of a certain country. You have to look at Twitter messages nowadays. If you want to forecast the direction of stocks, just look at the Twitter messages of our presidents, because that's influential. And I was thinking that brings us a lot of trouble, because the whole world turns upon the messages of some president.
But I want to say,
but I want to say,
人, 你有才干, 你有心迄个时候,
if you are very talented in something or you put a lot of effort into something, that's good.
但是呢, 是不是代表上帝欢喜呢?
But it, does it mean that what you do will please God?
不对对,
not always.
是看你这个人的生命是什么?
It is the character of this person that will please God.
因为所有的东西是上帝好的。
Because everything is given by God.
对吧? 没通夸口嘛。
And even all our achievements, we have nothing to boast about.
但是你这个罪人是什么? 上帝看待。
The person's character, that's what the Lord looks at.
然后有人要侍奉。
Some people want to serve.
有人跟我说，我牧师会带你去探访不?
Someone has told me, Pastor, can I go on visitation with you?
用会做不是不会做。
And I said, it's all right.
但是我说，等我看，让我观察一下好不?
But I said, let me observe first.
因为你，那是你的人哦，那是去探访哦。直直讲讲讲讲，甲将你人你听了代志，甲人七讲八讲哦，你唔当来探望甲调停。
I will not bring a person. I will not take a person with me on visitation if that person is a gossip.
因为哦，伊若将隆重会议秘密去抓去甲别人讲，这大代志啊。
Because if you go on visitation and you know the secrets of all our members and then you go around spreading them.
就亲像一间教会吼，哎，叫人去探望，人无爱去探望。
I also recall another church where the members don't want to get involved in visitation. But then one time, a lot of members wanted to go on visitation. And the pastor was very surprised and he tried to find out the reason. He discovered one reason. These people were selling things for Amway.
你要做 Amway 就是讲 multi-level marketing.
You know,
哇哇真困啊，去探望，你说干嘛买哦？
And these people would like to go visit someone in their home so that they could sell their stuff.
所以你无跟你讲，所以因为安尼，你唔能感觉哇，有侍奉是真好。
So don't think that just because you're engaged in some ministry that in itself is good.
但是这个人是什么款的人，比你做。
It's the kind of person we are that is more important than the things we do. Solomon's life was summed up this way at the end. The Bible did not say that he walked in the ways of his father. No. The Bible simply mentioned that all he did and his wisdom were written in the book of Acts of Solomon.
所以上帝对伊评论，哎呀，唔是第好第好。
So God did not give him any good comments in the end.
但我唔问咱大家，上帝好哩评论，皆是好嘅评论。
Now I don't know what comment God will give us at the end of our life.
但是我唔问上帝好哩评论是好嘅。
But I hope that God will give us a good evaluation.
但是求上帝帮助咱有好有敬虔嘅长辈。
May God remind us once again that godly parents do not guarantee godly offspring.
So, that kingdom is in there, you yourself then have the same pursuit.
Godliness is a matter of personal pursuit of God. If you have a good start, we should be thankful. If you haven't started yet, please do start. But then, after the good start, we still need to persist to the end.
第三
Thirdly,
你有心服侍有力的服侍是好
If you are engaged in ministry, if you are giving your strength to serve, that's good.
报道来讲，你若无侍奉，就开始侍奉。
If you haven't started serving yet, it's also time to start serving.
但是呢，无代表上帝欢喜。
But then again, service in itself may not be pleasing to the Lord.
因为欢喜的是你对上帝心来服侍。
Because what God values is the heart you have for Him.
然后你这个人怎样
？And the character you have before the Lord.
然后所罗门这段，明白吗
？We think that Solomon's life was such a waste.
但是求上帝，让咱的生命，让你敬的，让你做，上帝舒服。
But may God allow us that in our lives, whatever we decide, whatever we do, will be pleasing to the Lord. Let's pray.特别上帝，阮感谢你，伫这几个日来，阮看所罗门的一生，伊的生平，对开始一直到结束，阮对伊也是学习， 真多的功课。因为上帝你也是帮助阮，互阮常常会记得阮伫上帝你面前做一个正直的人，好好来追求上帝，甲主你有一个个人的关系。主你也是帮助阮，互阮唔但系有好嘅开始，互阮一直持守到落尾。愿意阮所做、所讲、所行、所想，一切拢托主嘅喜悦，一直到最后上帝对阮嘅评价是积极嘅，是一个好嘅评价。主，阮无在乎人怎样讲，阮无在乎人怎样看。第一重要，阮关心上帝，你怎样看，你怎样讲，愿意阮托你嘅喜悦。安尼祈祷奉主耶稣嘅名。